There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
There's been a tentative agreement, an agreement in principle between the Democrats and the Republicans. And that's because this is one of the big, big issues in the US at the moment. We've had the longest government shutdown for some time. And Democrats and Republicans have said, we have reached an agreement. It is in principle. We want to avert another partial shutdown. And this deal has been struck in a closed door meeting in Washington. So essentially, we don't know what the White House will make of it, whether President Donald Trump will back the agreement, but we should find out in due course.
Well, let's get some more detail now from our Washington correspondent, crossing live now to Washington, D.C., where Daniel Rinches joins us on the line. Morning, Daniel. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
So we just got the basic details there from Natalie. How significant is what's just been agreed?
It seems to be very significant. It came out of the mouth of Senator Richard Shelby, who's the chairman of the powerful Appropriations Committee in the Senate. In other words, these are the people that dish out the budgets. And they've been working together with Democrats to find a way through to thread the needle on this very difficult set of negotiations. It looks like they've reached a deal on the following terms, although this is subject to the fact that it's been leaked by congressional staffers, that the Democrats are willing to give $1.375 billion U.S. dollars for the building of 55 new miles of barriers, not walls, sort of bollards with fence. And in return, the Republicans have agreed to reduce the number of beds for detainees who have been detained for being undocumented. So it looks like both sides have got something out of that. But as you were just saying, it's unclear what the president's going to make of it, given that he was asking for $5.7 billion. But he's out on the stump now in El Paso, Texas, a town a city he called one of the most dangerous until a wall was built. And he is in buoyant mood. He's really on prime form, touting the fact that he's now reached 51% approval rating in one particular poll. I don't think he's going to go into too much of the detail. I don't know how much he's seen. So it all remains to be seen whether he's willing to sign on.
Very quickly, 30 seconds. So is he getting his wall or not, Daniel? I'm confused.
He's not getting a wall. He's getting a fence, is the basic 55 miles of it, not as much as he wanted. He wanted $5.7 billion to spend on it. But they have the possibility of potentially scraping some money together from other budgets. And of course, there is always the opportunity to declare a state of emergency, which would be something I think the Democrats would be very upset about if he did that after this deal has been inked.
Well, I know that he upset the residents of El Paso by claiming that it was a very unlawful town, when in fact it was one of the safest in the states. For me, the difference between a wall and a fence is pretty marginal when it's designed to keep people out. Is there can he claim victory on this, or is there any substantial difference between a wall and a fence?
I think it's a bit of both, because, you know, 35 days into the shutdown, his ratings were plummeting. So he was never going to be able to get everything he wanted out of this. But he has got something to start the wall. And you know, we are in a situation where he's trying to get as much as he can on the table. The question is, after he gets $1.375 billion, what will he do next? Will he decide to actually back down? Unlikely. Or will he push other methods? And how will those methods be challenged? So this is not the end of the story, but it certainly means that the government won't be shut down on Saturday if President Trump is willing to sign on.
Daniel, really appreciate you joining us this evening with that breaking news story. Daniel Rinch is there, our correspondent in Washington, D.C.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.